Good day, everyone. Welcome to a special audio feature on bullmarketrun.com. I'm John Hallstein. Today we take a look at a junior exploration company that is really quite innovative. I guarantee we're going to have a very interesting conversation with a gentleman who will give us some insight, some real insight into the operations of an exploration company and the techniques it uses on the ground. On the line from the Skadding Gold property near Sudbury, Ontario, is Mr. John Carter, the president of True Claim Exploration, TRM, Tom Randy Michael, on the TSX Venture Exchange. John, it's indeed a pleasure to have you as a guest on BMR for the very first time.
Thank you very much, John. It's also a pleasure to have the opportunity to spend a little time with you and tell the True Claim story and give the investing public an idea of what this company's all about.
Okay, you just arrived at the Skadding Gold property, John. It's about minus 20 there, pretty cold conditions. You're in the midst right now of an 8,000-meter drill program. I know you have some special visitors arriving tomorrow. We'll talk about that momentarily, but first off, give our listeners a quick rundown on this property, which is a former producer, and what it is you're aiming to do at Skadding.
Well, you know, this is a very interesting property. We held it in a private company for about 18 months before we even took it public. And during that period of time, we did our own 43-101. We investigated it thoroughly, I believe, in due diligence beyond. And I think for the benefit of our shareholders and the people that are involved in this company, it's an important, very, very important thing to do. As an example, we even went back and talked to the original person who actually discovered it back in the 70s when he was out looking for uranium in the Sudbury Basin. And he came across a drill hole where he drilled out 105 feet of about 0.7 ounces per ton, which was really quite substantial. And, you know, he's 85 years old and still can move through the bush faster than I can. And he's one of those guys that believed that this property had a great deal of potential. And he was our first contact. He came to the property with us. He spent time with us at the property and helped us, you know, develop the strategies that we're using today. And then we talked to, there was about seven or eight other geologists and got comments back like, you know, this is the one property that I feel in my 50 years of geological experience was never developed properly. And then we went through that. So we were very careful. We wanted to make sure that before we went public with this, that we had a really good handle on what we were doing. And it's an intriguing property. It's a nugget effect property where you've got a lot of coarse gold, and you can go to our website and actually see the gold that's right on the front page of our website is gold right from the core. Mm-hmm. So it's a very interesting property in that I don't think anybody has really done it the way we've done it for a lot of different reasons. Nobody's fault or anything like that. It's just that, you know, times were different, you know, prices of gold were different, and you know, things were done in a different way. We took it back to basics and started as if, you know, nothing had been done, and let's look at this in a very careful and very methodical manner.
Your Phase 1 program produced some multiple high-grade gold intercepts, including 19 meters grading 12.9 grams per ton. I saw the 3D animation video of Skadding on your website the other day. I encourage our listeners to check it out. Very interesting. You've got some different zones here, and you've got some shallow mineralization, also potential at depth. I guess what you're trying to do here is connect the different zones. Is that what you're attempting to do?
It's actually like connecting the dots, if you will. Back in the historic drilling, we found that there were identified the east-west zone, which was the original discovery zone, and then the central zone, which was the actual zone they mined back in the 80s under Northgate, and then the north zone was another zone that I think is a very, very interesting zone, and then there was another, the south zone, if you will, was a zone that was... it was like they knew something was there, but they weren't quite sure what was going on with it. By using the 3D model, it enabled us to put together all the historic holes into one clear, concise. You know how in the old days everybody did it by sections, and that's very difficult to understand when you're trying to look at different sections all the way through. By putting it together in a 3D model, it allowed us to identify and outline the mineralized zones, and therefore start to identify how we can now start to put these zones together. So you alluded to the fact that we got like the 12.9 grams per ton, you know, over 19.2 meters, and that was in the north zone. But also, what happened was we were able to get multiple intercepts, even in the south zone, where people, like I said, could really were having a difficult time identifying it. We did it a little different as well, John. We went and we didn't go out and have somebody build a 3D model for us. We went out and we actually bought the software and had our geologists trained on the software, where we could actually input data very quickly into it and enable us to do a much more targeted drill program than, say, just a straight exploration. So it's that I think has been one of the biggest advantages that we've had over even the people that looked at this property in the past, and that we have instantaneous data. When we get drill results back, we can enter them right into our 3D model and make determinations on, you know, where we go next and what we do. And the phase one drill program that we did was instrumental in providing us with the data that we're using today for our drill program. To give you an example, Teresa and Lindsay, they had their targets already laid out, and Lindsay came to me and she said, John, I'm going to tell you when we're going to get into the mineralized zone, when we're going to get out, when we're going to get back into it, when we're going to get out of it. And when she did it, she was within 1 meter of when we actually drilled the hole. She was within 1 meter of what she anticipated to be. Now, that's pretty impressive for a junior mining exploration company, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And so what that enabled us to do is be able to outline the targets, which you see in our model, and that's from the historic and from our phase one. And now, what we're doing, and this is what we're doing as we speak, is we're drilling between the south zone and the central zone, and we're finding that we're hitting the targets. And you know, there may well be a connection between the zones. Now, we don't know that until the assays come back, but you know, we're comfortable that we're doing the right things.
Are you looking here at a potential open pit situation or underground or a combination of the two?
Well, you know, John, that's an interesting question, and I'm not sure that I have the answers yet. We do have a lot of underground workings where they pulled out 29,400 ounces at 7.2 grams per ton, and from the historic work that's been done on that area, there's still the potential to increase that at depth. And but you know, the other thing you got to remember, that the average depth of the holes on all this to date is about 100 meters. So 100 meters has the potential to be open pit as well. Mm-hmm. Are we there yet to make that determination? No. But part of what we are doing is we've contracted SRK, who is one of the premier compliant resource calculators, if you will, to work with us on this drill program to help us identify where we should be drilling to build a compliant resource. At the end of that, you know, at some point in time, once that's complete, then we'll be in a better position to say whether this is open pit or underground.
Mm-hmm. What other techniques are you using on the ground, John? What have you used on the ground to identify potential drilled targets and kind of piece this puzzle together?
Well, you know, one of the most interesting things we did, and we were the first in Canada, just so you know, was to get the new latest state-of-the-art XRF machine. Mm-hmm. It's the same technology that's going up on the Mars rover to do geological data calculations and determinations on the on Mars. And we were the first in Canada to get that, and you probably saw our press release that announced it. What it enables us to do is go in, and it's like a gun, and you put your gun on the rock, and it'll tell you, you know, all the elements, 24 elements within that rock, I guess there's no other word for it, and be able to make determinations very quickly on whether or not you're in the right spot, if you will. Now, you're not going to get gold in it all the time, but what you're going to do is you're going to get the Pathfinder minerals that will enable you to determine whether or not you're in the right area. Now, this is non-compliant under 43-101, but to be perfectly honest with you, we really don't care, because it's not for public announcement anyway. It's to give us an idea of where we should be, what we're doing, are we doing it right, and I guess most important of anything else is it tells us where not to do it, where not to spend the money. Mm-hmm. And it's so unique in that not only will you be able to, you know, identify where you did, it'll send it right back by computer back to your office, and you'll have a track log of where the sample came from, what the data was on it. It's a very, very unique piece of equipment. Now, it wasn't cheap, don't get me wrong, but having said that, you know, having geologists out in the field all day long and sending, you know, chip samples out for assay and waiting 2 weeks to get them back is also very expensive, and we feel pretty confident in that the machine has paid for itself already.
You say you're the first in Canada to use this. Obviously, some other companies have probably asked you, you know, what's your experience with it? Would you recommend it to others?
Oh, yes, we'd highly recommend it to others. As a matter of fact, Bob Komorowska, our chief geologist, spent the day yesterday with another mining company helping them out doing identification of core. Right under, was it core, Bob, or was it chip samples? You know, and it was on for a 10,000 ton bulk sample.
About 400 samples.
And they did about 400 samples yesterday with the XRF.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's, I think it's something that, you know, the mining industry is pretty slow to change, as you well know.
Yeah.
But this is, this is a unique piece of equipment that enables you to make quick and definitive determinations of whether or not you're doing it right. In our opinion, you know, it's helped us tremendously.
Yeah. At the end of the day, John, of course, it's all about the drill results,
all about the drill results.
What are you hoping to accomplish with this 8,000 meters of drilling in Phase 2?
Well, in our Phase 2 drill program is basically a three-pronged process. Number one is to start to build a compliant resource inferred on the north zone. Number two, it's to further delineate the south zone. And number three, it's to try to see if the zones are connected. And I guess you'd call it a 3A, if you will, and that's to, you know, see what's going on below it as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tomorrow you have some very interesting guests arriving on your property, former NFL quarterback Terry Bradshaw and a film crew arriving at the Skadden Gold property. Today in America is doing a segment to educate viewers on techniques used by junior exploration companies such as TrueClaim. This will air nationally, as far as I know, on the Fox Business Network and CNN Headline News. John, how did this all come about?
Well, you know, this is kind of interesting, and as you can probably tell from our previous conversations and the one we're having right now, that talking is not one of my weak suits. what happened was, today in America, just by the way, Terry Bradshaw won't be coming to the mine site. He does a narration of the piece.
Okay.
I don't think you'd get, Terry's probably still working on the Super Bowl from last Sunday. But they're doing a piece on investing in a volatile market.
Yeah.
And they've never done anything on you know, just junior mining. And so what they did is they went out and they started looking at basically the TSX Venture Exchange for junior mining companies. And they interviewed, they said, I don't exactly remember the number they interviewed, and they went through about a six-hour process with the executive producer, then the vice president of production, and finally the CEO. And after we finished that, the CEO said to me, congratulations, out of all the companies we've talked to, out of all the people that we've interviewed, you're the one. You're the company we want to use. TrueClaim Exploration is the company we want to use. So then they made a proposal to us, and we accepted it. And, you know, as they say, the rest is history.
So why did they say they picked you?
Well, they feel that we have an experienced management team, we have a clear-cut business plan, and we have the ability to execute that business plan. I think that's something that's missed with a lot of junior mining companies. We have a well-rounded group of individuals from our geological team to our management team to the people who actually, you know, to the guys who run the public company, who actually have run public companies for, you know, 30 years. My background is over 30 years in the mining business. I mean, mm-hmm. Bob Bob's over 30 years. Eric's over 30 years. I mean, sometimes we think we're too old to do this, but we're not. And but the fact is that, that's what makes us unique and different. We have the ability to implement our business plan, and I think that's sadly lacking in a lot of cases. What today in America also liked about us is the methodology we're using to advance that program. An example is we have a memorandum of understanding with the Wanapitae First Nations in our area. You know what First Nations issues are like in Canada and the USA. You know that they can come in and shut you down in the blink of an eye, and you're just standing there wondering what the heck happened. Not us. Before we put our drill on the property last November for our Phase 1 drill program, we sat down with the First Nations. We told them what we were doing. We explained it to them. We asked for their advice and help. This is their territorial, you know, hunting grounds, if you will. And we sat down with them and outlined exactly our plan. And they said, you know, why doesn't everybody do this? And I said to them, well, you know, this is the way we do it. And that actually led to a memorandum of understanding. I defy you to find very many junior mining companies at our stage of development that have that kind of a relationship with the First Nations. As a matter of fact, one of them is actually going to come over to see the shoot tomorrow. He's going to come over to, you know, spend the afternoon with us so he can see what this is all about. I mean, I think that's very significant for a company at our stage. The other thing we did is we've gone in and spent time. We're very conscious of the environmental issues surrounding mining, and I think there's a right way to do it, and we're doing it the right way. We sat with the general community here and had a community meetings just to bring them up to date. We've been with the environmental people so they understand and know what we're about and how important this is to us. You know, I have a granddaughter and a grandson and another one on the way, and like I told the people at that community meeting, I said, I got to leave this place in a better way than I found it. So therefore, we have to do it right, and with your help, we will. But by using that approach, by getting out in front of people and telling them what you're doing and asking them to help you, I think that's quite significant. You know, the Wanapitae First Nations is a great example. When we signed it, or just before Christmas, when we signed our MOU, they gave me a beautiful print done by one of their very very talented artists in their community, and we've got a great relationship. Chief Tyson and Peter Rackley and Hans Matthews are all very progressive, and they just wanted to be treated fairly, and I don't see how how they can't be. I mean, we're the interlopers here, not them.
I have to ask you, John, about Mineral Fields. You did a private placement with this group, raising $1.25 million through the issuance of nearly 5 million flow-through shares at 26 cents at the end of December. Now, a lot of investors, myself included, are quite skittish about Mineral Fields. They have a reputation, as you know, for dumping stock into the market. What do you say to investors and brokers who simply don't like the fact Mineral Fields has invested in your company?
Well, you know, John, you're not the first one that said that to us. But let me just say one thing that might, you know, clear this up very quickly. The independent consultant for the Today in America show is a gentleman by the name of Mr. Ron Wartell. Mm-hmm. He's a vice president of Mineral Fields, and he's actually 20 feet away from me right now. I picked him up this morning and brought him up to the mine site with me. We have a very, very good relationship with him and his group and John David and Joe Duick, and we have a commitment from them to work with us. They believe, as we do, that we're doing it right and that we can be one of the success stories that Mineral Fields is involved in, to the point where we actually have an agency agreement with them, where we work together, not just to work on our properties, but to work together on other opportunities that Mineral Fields has available to them that we can take advantage of. And I'll give you that one very specific example was back in November of last year, Mineral Fields sold 600,000 shares of TrueClaim. I phoned Mr. David, and I said, John, I said, you know what, we work together with you very closely. I see Ron Wartell at least once a week. We sit down and we talk about what we're doing. He's here working right now with our geologists and putting his input, because he's a geological engineer and a very, very talented individual. And he's here with us right now. And when that happened, I called John. I said, John, that wasn't our deal. Now, you know, you want to do another financing for us, and I'm not prepared to do it under these circumstances. He said, I didn't even know we sold the stock. And he sent a letter out, which was posted, and we sent to all our shareholders where he apologized, and he turned around 2 days later and bought all the stock that he sold back and paid more money for it than he sold it for. So I think that, yes, and I hear the bad rap that you hear and a lot of investors do hear, but I think in our case, and I can only speak for our case, that we have built a relationship with that company that I'd like to think that they're there to support us as we move forward.
Well, all the more power to you then if you've got a good relationship with Mineral Fields. Now, there are so many junior exploration companies out there, John, as you know, for investors to consider. It's a very crowded space that can get really overwhelming for investors to sort through. What distinguishes, as we wrap things up here, what distinguishes TrueClaim from all the other companies out there? Why should our readers consider TrueClaim as a possible investment?
Well, I think this is very simple. We have an experienced management team. We have an experienced geological team. We have some great properties that we're working on. Our property in Arizona, which we're getting ready to, hopefully in the next, depending on permitting, to start drilling. We're targeting near-term protection potential properties. We're looking in that old adage, in the shadow of the headframe, the best place to find a mine. Mm-hmm. And using that kind of background and experience and our team that's capable of making decisions and moving forward, I think that we just got the whole package. You know, like I said earlier in a brief conversation before, I've never met a tree geologist yet that didn't have the best property in the world. But do they have the best team in the world to execute execute their business plan? We do. We have that potential. And I think for somebody who's looking for a long-term investment in a company that's going to continue to grow and continue to prosper, I think TrueClaim is probably one of the best out there. I'm not saying that there aren't others out there that have the same kind of capability, but I don't think there are many out there that have the same drive, experience, talent. I mean, I deal with people every day, and these people just blow me away. They just know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm certainly impressed with your energy and with the work that you guys have done at scatting. I know there's been a lot of work that has gone into that property, and you've used some innovative techniques, so you're definitely, executing here. Perhaps all the results have not yet fully shown up in the stock price, but I think you're going in the right direction.
Well, like I said, and what somebody said to me once before, don't chase your stock price. Do your job. Mm-hmm. Do your job, and your stock price will catch up to what you're doing. Mm-hmm. When you start to chase your stock, then you've got a different situation on your hands.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For us, I think we just have to continue to do what we're doing and make the proper decisions that are best for this company, and make sure that we continue to do it right.
Mm-hmm. John, I like what you're doing. I appreciate your time here this afternoon. Stay warm there at the Scatting Gold property, and good luck with the rest of the drill program. Good luck with the filming of the of that special segment on Today in America.
Yes, and thank you very much, John, for giving me the opportunity to introduce TrueClaim to your subscribers, and I really appreciate this opportunity, and I look forward to discussing with you further in the near future.
Yes, definitely. The door is open, John, for some further discussions here as we move along. We'll definitely be monitoring your progress there and keeping a close eye on how things are developing with TrueClaim. So good luck, and thank you very much.
And thank you again.
John Carter, president of TrueClaim Exploration, TRM, on the TSX Venture Exchange. You're listening to BullMarketRun.com, where we bring you home run opportunities in the junior resource sector.